From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senate lawmakers voted not to move forward with a defense spending bill today, in part because of the threat of debate over immigration and the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for gays in the military. We get details from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Republicans were unified in their opposition to moving forward with debate on the defense bill and would relent only if amendments related to immigration were moved to the back of the line. Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin criticized that proposal.
Where is the justice in this decision? At least have the courage to let us bring this matter to the floor and stand up and vote no.
Durbin is pushing for an amendment that would let undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. before the age of 16 a chance at citizenship if they join the military or attend college. Supporters of the legislation say they will push for it again later this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Just about the entire government of the small Los Angeles suburb of Bell, California, was arrested today and charged with misappropriation of city funds to the tune of $5.5 million. Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve Cooley accusing the town's mayor, the former city manager, and most of the city council there of using Bell's public money as their own personal piggy bank.
This was calculated greed and theft accomplished by deceit and secrecy.
Charges against eight current and former Bell officials include allegations former city manager Robert Rizzo was paid a nearly $800,000 a year salary. He was charged with 53 counts of misappropriation of public funds. Bell is a largely blue-collar city with a population of around 40,000. A federal administrative law judge has rejected complaints by coal mining company Massey Energy. It should be able to gather its own evidence in the investigation of the deadly April explosion at its Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. NPR's Howard Berkus has obtained a copy of the ruling.
Administrative law judge Margaret Miller agrees with the Labor Department, which denied Massey Energy's request that the company could have its own photographer do its own laser mapping and take its own dust samples during the underground investigation of the Upper Big Branch disaster. The government's lead investigator claimed that adding more people to the teams already working underground and more time for gathering evidence are safety hazards. Judge Miller noted that investigators offered to share evidence, including photographs and dust samples. Massey representatives are also with the investigative teams underground. The restrictions, the ruling said, are rationally connected to safely conducting the accident investigation. A spokesman for Massey says the company will appeal the ruling because it compromises the integrity of the investigation. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
White House economic advisor Larry Summers is the latest presidential advisor to announce he is leaving. Summers, who came to the administration after serving as the president of Harvard, will leave at the end of this year to return there as a professor. He's the third high-level member of the president's economic team to leave this year. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 7 points. The Nasdaq was down 6. This is NPR. Utah fire officials have been making progress towards extinguishing a wildfire that has already destroyed 3 homes, damaged a 4th, and forced 450 other homeowners to be evacuated. The fire broke out over the weekend after a live ammunition training exercise at a National Guard base sparked a fire. Officials say the fast-moving wildfire charred some 4,300 acres, or nearly 7 square miles. National Guard commander at the facility some 30 miles south of Salt Lake City has taken responsibility for the fire. Somali Prime Minister has resigned under fire. NPR's Frank Langford has just returned from Mogadishu and reports on the latest troubles for the U.S.-backed government there.
Things had not been going well for Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarke. He'd been battling Somalia's president, and his weak government is surrounded by al-Shabaab, an Islamist militant group. In resigning his post, Sharmarke said he wanted to spare the country political turmoil. His departure is not expected to have a big impact. The Somali government is in dire straits. It provides virtually no public services and controls just a few blocks in the capital. The U.S. has backed the regime to counter al-Shabaab, which has overrun most of the country and established violent Islamic rule. In addition, some members want to use Somalia as a platform for terrorist attacks on neighboring nations and eventually the U.S. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
In a second day of hearings before the Food and Drug Administration on genetically engineered salmon, backers are arguing against any labeling requirements. The company that engineered the fast-growing fish says if approved for sale, there should be no additional labeling required. The FDA hearing is to solicit opinions on how the genetically engineered salmon should be labeled. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.